The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
When you start off in medical school as an integrative mind, like myself, as an integrative physician mind, they constantly start reading about gut permeability called leaky gut allergy, gut inflammation, irritable bowel, Crohn's, gut, and then also liver keep coming up with almost every chronic disease imaginable. And it almost becomes ridiculous. It becomes like, okay, if we heal the gut, then nothing bad's going to happen, right? But the evidence keeps mounting out there that these people weren't just drilling me on this information just to drive me crazy as a medical student. They're drilling me on it because we think it's true. We look at Alzheimer's, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, maybe even type 1 diabetes because we do know it's an autoimmune disease. We needed help to break this subject out. We've asked Dr. Bradley Bush to join us. Dr. Bradley Bush received a naturopathic medical degree from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, and he's currently director of clinical affairs for neuroscience, and he oversees their whole nutrition division. This guy focuses on gastrointestinal diseases, which we're talking about, as well as how they affect the brain and what we call the HPA axis. This guy also writes the books that doctors use to study from. Dr. Bush, welcome. Are we overstating the gut causes everything link?
Well, thank you, Decker, for having me on your show. And, you know, it's impossible to overstate the importance of the gastrointestinal tract and overall health. At the end of the day, the gut is still the window into the rest of the body. If you have something wrong in your body, you almost can intimately link it right back to the GI tract one way or another.
And okay, let's
start by looking at what we're talking about. I mean, the gastrointestinal tract. So most of that, I mean, we're talking about the stomach, we're talking about the intestines, large and small. Let's focus in on the intestines for right now. The intestines is the largest endocrine gland, it's the largest immune gland, and it's the largest part of your gastrointestinal tract. It is the most important part in your body. Not only is it important to your body, but here's a little creepy fact. There's over 100 trillion microorganisms living inside your intestines. The number of microorganisms in your intestines outnumber the number of human cells 10 to 1. Now you tell me, is that important?
Well, yeah, but isn't that just statements? I mean, as a clinical practitioner, does that matter? I mean, everything you're saying. Largest endocrine thing. Now, all that statistics, I gotcha. But when somebody comes in walk with a heart problem, do I have to know the status of their gut?
You absolutely should.
I do. Because I agree with you. I'm just giving you grief because we're friends.
Why do they have cardiac issues? What is the underlying cause?
Oxidation, inflammation, nutrient depletion, which is gut. I agree with you.
Bada boom, bada bing. You said it. And if they don't have a healthy digestion, if they don't have healthy gut bacteria, they're not going to properly get their B vitamins produced, their vitamin K produced, their bile acids, sterols, and xenobiotics are not going to be properly metabolized, and you will not operate properly. It's like putting water into your car gasoline tank with every food you eat if your GI tract is not functioning properly. And it will lead to the oxidative stress and inflammation, and then secondary health issues, congestive heart failure, atherosclerosis, diabetes, you name it.
Yeah, Bradley, I know you've gotten this when you practice where a patient will come in with a rheumatoid arthritis or a cardiovascular disease, and then during the intake, you're asking them 100 questions about their GI tract, and they're looking at you funny. And listeners, what you need to understand is you've grown up in this world called subspecialty, which I call subspecialty-itis, because I think it's a disease, where the cardiologist didn't have to worry if you get cancer, doesn't have to worry about your GI tract or whatever, versus in an integrative model, as a cardiologist, or Dr. Bush, an expert in neurovascular diseases, neurology, and about everything else, we have to know what's going on in the gut. Now, Bradley, how did you get your patients to understand that?
I mean, the most important thing is to open their eyes to what sensitivities might be occurring within their own body.
So how do you test?
There's a number of different ways you can test, and I'll tell you there's no right or wrong way. I prefer to look at immunoglobulins that a person produces against food. I look at both their traditional allergens, their IgE immunoglobulins, to see if they have any true allergy that creates an anaphylactic-like reaction. In addition to that, I look at their IgG reaction, because that tells me that they have a sensitivity to food, which may or may not be a true allergy, but that means their immune system is reacting against it. That approach lets me customize a dietary approach that is usually easier to follow than just going on an elimination diet, and it helps the individual adjust their diet so they can start feeling the benefits of having a clean diet and a reduction in oxidative stress and inflammation. I told my patients, I'm going to start right here, right off the bat. You need to do this test. And they look at me and they say, why? And I loved telling them, I look them in the eye and I say, because I'm a lazy doctor. Because I don't want to be chasing all these different symptoms that you have presented when the root cause is probably right in your GI tract.
And you get RA, heart disease, Alzheimer's, senile, whatever it is, you get these people to buy in because it makes sense to them, because you're able to clearly teach them that?
It makes sense to them. You can give them a laboratory test that shows them that there's something off with you specifically.
So is that blood, urine, stool? How do you do that? So I walk in and I've got RA, or I've got migraines, or I've got whatever, and you're like, I want to look at the gut, this underlying cause. Is that stool? Is it blood? Is it urine? How do you test that?
I usually measure it in the serum. So a simple blood test. You pull it out, you send it to the lab, they send you back the results, and then you walk them through how they can manipulate and change their diet. I don't have them go on a radical dietary change, because let me tell you, anyone who wants to change their lifestyle in one day is not going to be compliant. You need to gradually ease it in, and you need to adjust it to help them out, but you need to reinforce the fact that at the end of the day, it's their health, it's their life, and they have to be a proactive person and participant in their health care. And if we work together, once again, you can help them out. It is such an important thing. If the person suffers from an autoimmune disease, if they have inflammation, if you have a psychiatric issue, whether it be ADHD, bipolar, depression, anxiety, it is vital to actually work on your GI. I'll tell you, all those people that have to sleep with sleep aids, start with your GI tract first and foremost. From there, then you can expand on it.
We're talking to Dr. Bradley Bush, expert guy, writes the books that doctors study from to pass their board exams. He knows what he's doing here. He is saying that when you go in with any chronic condition, when they're ready to draw blood, insist on them running. What would a typical test like that be called, Dr. Bush?
An IgG food test.
An IgG food test to look for the underlying cause of every chronic disease. Last thing, Bradley, should everybody at this point take a probiotic every day?
Pretty much so.
I
strongly believe in a two-pronged approach. A good probiotic is pretty essential for most individuals, and increasing the amount of fiber and vegetables and fruit in your diet will help it do it naturally.
There we go. We've got Dr. Bradley Bush, and he told us the cure for all diseases. Fix your gut. I agree with him. Chronic diseases. We are getting ready to move on at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. We sure would like to thank Dr. Bradley Bush for joining us. And Dr. Bush, I'll be taking my probiotic every day.